This is Breakfast on RN. Matt Bevan is here. We're going to take a look at what's happening around the world this morning, and pretty significant news out of Europe overnight, really.
Yeah, sure was, Hamish, and specifically in the UK, where, of course, it's fed right into the Brexit debate. I want to start this morning with just the results from the European election in Britain per party. Brexit Party got 31.6%, Lib Dem 20.3%, Labour 14%, Green 12%, Conservative 9%, Scottish National Party 3.6, Change UK 3.4, UKIP 3.3. Now, the reason I'm reading you all those raw numbers is because over the last 24 hours, the British have been talking at length about what they mean and what message the voters were sending. The first thing to note is that the turnout was under 37%. So any message you take from the vote, you have to remember that it only comes from around a third of voters. But that doesn't seem to matter too much to the parties who ran primarily on a pro or anti-Brexit platform, who are both claiming their cause has been vindicated by the vote. Let's start with the pro-Brexit camp.
Never before in British politics has a new party launched just 6 weeks ago topped the polls in a national election. The reason, of course, is very obvious. We voted to leave in a referendum. We were supposed to do so on March the 29th, and we haven't.
That's Nigel Farage, the leader of the Brexit Party, which picked up almost a third of all votes cast in the election yesterday. He says that means that he needs to be part of the negotiation process ahead of the next Brexit deadline in October.
There's a huge message here, massive message here. The new date is the 31st of October. We in the Brexit Party have got men and women of considerable business experience. We want to be part of that negotiating team. We want to take responsibility for what's happening, and we're ready to do so. I hope the government is listening.
Farage says the major parties would do well to listen to him, because if they don't,
then the scores you've seen for the Brexit Party today will be repeated in a general election, and we are getting ready for it.
Now, the Brexit Party is essentially a single policy party. They want Brexit. Says so on the tin. Now, whether voters would back them in similar numbers at a general election is debatable. Farage says by then they will have more policies and 650 candidates ready to run in every constituency across the country. It's hard to deny that this is a victory for Farage, but is it a mandate for Brexit? Greens Party leader Sian Berry doesn't think so.
I hope you're adding up the overall percentages of the vote mm-hmm. for the Brexit Party, which I've got down as 32% so far. Mm-hmm. Then you've got the Liberal Democrats on 20% so
that's
far.
Right.
Us on 12% so
that's
far.
Right.
So that's already level that's 32, with the Brexit
yes.
Party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you've got Change UK, who managed about 3% mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. So that is the combined votes of the very, very clearly Remain parties mm. ahead of the Brexit Party mm-hmm. there.
Vince Cable, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, who was seen not so long ago as a party in decline, agrees that the combined vote of the anti-Brexit parties indicates support to remain in the EU.
Within the country as a whole, there is now a majority to stop Brexit and remain.
But is that what this means? So, no, though, Nigel Farage has been advocating for a no-deal Brexit, a hard Brexit, where they sever ties with the EU in a way which most experts would say would be catastrophic for the British economy. But is the total vote for the Remain parties a rejection of any Brexit at all, including a soft Theresa May-style Brexit, or simply a rejection of Farage's plan? Well, Vince Cable says there is no soft Brexit available anymore.
The option of somewhere between the two has probably now disappeared. Now, Theresa May was offering what she called a compromise. It's clear that that not just can't get through Parliament, it's got no support in the country. We are now
so it is no deal or
we are faced with some fairly extreme options.
Nigel Farage says the theory of totting up the anti-Brexit vote and claiming an anti-Brexit mandate is, well, he says it's...
This is absolute tosh. If you want to look
well,
at it that
facts.
Way... Well, it's not a fact, all right? Add up the Brexit Party vote. Add up the
31.6%.
But all of this is kind of immaterial at the moment, because this was not a general election. It was a European election. And without a general election, the Conservative Party is in charge of the Brexit process. They were trounced in this election, obviously, and are without leadership or direction at the moment, thanks to the resignation of Theresa May. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for a general election, which he thinks he would win. But what would a Labour win mean? Which side are they on? Labour MP Richard Bergin was unable to explain that when pressed by the BBC.
If I asked you if Labour's a Remain or a Leave party, what would you tell me?
Well, we're a party that wants to bring the country together. I don't think that's a message which was going to work well in a kind of proxy second referendum, which the EU election turned into. I think a general election, that will work well.
I don't understand your answer. Are you a Remain or a Leave party?
Well, we're a party that's going to bring the country together.
He went on for some time without answering the question. Meanwhile, David Lammy, a Labour MP who has never been afraid of being vocal on issues like this, has told the BBC that Labour needs to start leading.
That is what the country's crying out for, leadership. And we're hiding. We're hiding on the biggest issue of the day.
David Lammy was rather critical of how Labour ran the EU election campaign.
It was shocking. It was the worst that I've seen in my 20 years in politics. We have to get a grip. We lacked clarity in this election. There were too many voters who were in tears because they wanted to vote Labour, had historically voted Labour, but felt that they had to lend their votes to the Liberal Democrats.
So, Hamish, hard Brexit, soft Brexit, maybe second referendum, maybe general election, maybe. Nobody knows how this is going to go.
At least there's some good journalism going on.
Oh, sure is. It's great stuff out of Broadcasting House and the commercial broadcasters there. They're doing a great job.
Imagine that, politicians not answering the question. Matt Bevan, thank you very much. We'll talk again next hour.